Good evening, James McCanny here with my Science Hour, October 13th, 2016. Wow, what a day today is. So much going on, and a lot of it dealing with science. I did a show yesterday, interview with Joyce Riley, and it has somewhat gone viral, where I talk about Hurricane Matthew being manipulated, coming in, enter stage right exactly at the right time to disrupt the election for the second debate, leaving those states of Florida, especially northern Florida, on the eastern coast, high population centers, and the Carolinas devastated into Virginia. And now see what this does. If you take the swing state of Florida and the very critical states of South Carolina, you know how this the candidates always go to Carolinas. It is a very critical state, and I don't understand all of the numbers, the statistics of this. I don't try to. There are people, but this is considered by all sides, by everybody, to be the case. Imagine if you go in and blow out 20% of the population from getting to vote. So that's the ticket here. You have just affected the national election. And now those states don't become the critical states. Other states do, and it's a race to find who does. Now, I don't think the Trump campaign is sophisticated enough. I don't know. But I don't know if they're sophisticated enough to do the adjustment to understand where the critical points are now, or where the critical points that cheating will take place. Add in the fact that hacking has occurred in these critical areas, in the servers, in the companies that are doing the vote. Now, private companies, mind you, the states have given the tracking and the voter registration over to private companies. These companies have been hacked. Now, the Democratic Party and Obama... Now, excuse me for talking about politics, but this deals with science. Everything I talk about here, the manipulation of a storm to disrupt the election, hacking, which I am intimately involved in, not in hacking, but in the protection of computer systems. I spent much of my life dealing with telecommunications and the protection of those systems, and they're completely failed because of failed encryption that is allowed to be there. In fact, it is forced to be there by the NSA. And if you don't understand this, read my book, Breaking RSA Codes for Fun and Profit, because I'll be talking a little bit about that also, where in 2007, I released work, that mathematical work, where I broke the RSA encryption codes. These are the codes that use prime numbers. Most encryption codes today being used by industry and by private companies still are using these outdated encryption systems. Thus, it's child play. I mean, it is absolute third-grade child's play to break into these computer systems. Everybody is doing it, nobody seems to know why. Out there in la-la real, so-called real land, or it's really la-la land. And, of course, the work that I did has been completely suppressed in the mathematics world, and the word on the street now is people are still using something called mathematical analysis to study prime numbers. These are equations that give you a warm, fuzzy feeling for what big numbers might act like, but they don't solve any problems. Responsible for this is a guy named Terry Tao, who works at, I think it's UCLA or Southern Cal, USC, one of the big LA, California universities, and these people continue to force down the public's throat, even though you don't know it. This is like, you know, NASA with, a lot of their space programs covering up real space programs, what the real space program should be. In mathematics, mathematical analysis is covering up real mathematics. And what they did is a long time ago, in fact, Tesla talked about this. Tesla did some interesting work on prime numbers, and he never completed it. He had some interesting patterns he discovered. It's called the Tesla multiplication wheel. And it's something that I showed is very much like a sieve of Eratosthenes, which is simply like a game you play to flush out the prime numbers using the multiplication table. What I did in my work is I went directly to the prime numbers and showed that they were a complete number system all by themselves. You don't have to consider any other numbers. The prime numbers generate in groups the future prime numbers, and I show how they do this in patterns and waves, and the prime numbers have symmetry and reciprocity and closure, all of these wonderful mathematical properties we associate with closed number systems. The prime numbers have all of these properties, so this was a major mathematical discovery, and it's been totally suppressed because why? Number one, the secret societies use prime numbers to stage human social engineering events like 9/11 or the March 11th, 2011 Fukushima event, which destroyed the Pacific Ocean. These people are devil worshippers. You have to understand. Remember in my paid cast a number of weeks ago, I talked about Baal worship. Obama, the Clintons, the Bushes are Baal worshippers. You know, they're talking about Trump saying bad words. These people eat babies, you know. These are not nice people. They wear nice clothes, and they can fool you, but they belong to groups that are not nice at all. They revel in destruction. So, I mean, if you want to go toe-to-toe, if you want to get into those categories in politics, and I'm not talking about this election or any other ones. I mean, if you just want to get into, you know, going into how good are people or what have they said candidly offline, I wish you could be a mouse or a fly in the wall when Hillary was stomping around the White House using the F-bomb 80 times a day and kicking Billy in the groin and slapping him in the face. He had a black eye once from her. I mean, you want to talk about nice people or abusing the women that Bill molested? Hillary would abuse them and threaten them so that they wouldn't take Bill to court. Oh, these are swell, nice people. Somebody you want in the grade school with your kids. You know, and she stands up at this debate looking like a schoolmarm with a little sweet smile, sweet little old lady smile in her face. Isn't she sweet? Responsible for burning down the Waco compound, the Branch Davidian compound, because they were holding records of the drug trafficking from Billy and the Bushes through Waco, Texas Airport. And they bombed the library at that place because they knew that's where the records were being held, killing women and children who were held up in what they called the bunker. It's a heavily fortified cement bunker. Killing all of these women and children, and then had snipers out on the back door as the women and children were running out the back door, shooting them with snipers when the building was burning down. Yeah, this is Hillary Clinton. She was in charge of the Waco destruction siege, as they called it, to protect Billy and the Bush's cocaine drug operation running into Waco, Texas, the CIA drug operation, and everybody knows about this. It moved from Mena, Arkansas, after Billy became president, and he was no longer operating in Arkansas. They moved the operation to Waco, Texas. Yeah, this is Hillary Clinton, your next, you know, and they bring in a hurricane to destroy a part of the country because it was to destroy the voting there, and then hack the servers and then blame it on Russia. Let me tell you, folks, this thing about blaming Russia for hacking the DNC, the Democratic National Convention's email server, everybody was in that. Every hacker on the planet was in there. So to somehow blame Russia, Maybe Russia did too, but they had good company, I can tell you that. They had a lot of good company in that server. Everybody was in there. And so as far as releasing that, the WikiLeaks releases of all of that, and by the way, I misannounced. I thought that Julian Assange had been sequestered. And no, he's still very much on the trail there, it appears, and doing other releases of the campaigns, and they're showing who was controlling the Libya operation, that Hillary Clinton had her advisor, Blumenthal, Sidney Blumenthal, as Trump says, Sleazy Sidney, and that's who was managing the Libya operation for Israel through the Office of Secretary of State of Hillary Clinton. That's what it was all about. It was about regime change. It also included the fact that Gaddafi was beginning his own gold standard. The denarii was a gold standard monetary system, and they destroyed it. They didn't want that because it would have moved into Africa, one of the New World Order strongholds of disaster. I mean, Africa is an absolute disaster because of corporations doing diamond and gold and other oil resource development in those countries. Anyway, and at the same time, this came out on Joyce Riley's show too, that the but I didn't have enough time to expand on it, they have come into South America, all of South America, threatening these countries and actually taking over the governments of some of them. Brazil fell during the Summer Olympics. Brazil had a regime change in which they were forced into the European banking system when they had left. They were part of the BRICS system. Remember, B was for Brazil. They were the first people. Well, now you call it the RICS system because Brazil ain't there anymore. They got sequestered into the European banking system. There's been pressure put on Ecuador. Remember, Ecuador is giving sanctions safe housing to Snowden and to Julian Assange, who is held up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And Snowden was on his way to Ecuador when he got trapped in the Russian in Russia. So he's held up. Snowden is held up in a room in the airport in Russia with no passport. That's where Snowden is and has been since forever, and holds interviews from there, etc. And Russia really didn't necessarily want him, but realized that he's a political prisoner. He was on his way to Ecuador. He had gotten out of Europe, and he was the whole story, that whole story, the movie Snowden, is very interesting, and there's some YouTube videos that talk about the woman who works for WikiLeaks that went over and literally got him and flew him into Russia. So it's a very interesting story. But all of this going on in the background, the U.S. right now is literally at war with Russia. They have declared a no-fly zone in Syria, and Russia, of course, is flying their jets there. They're bombing Syria. They're bombing ISIS, which is now proven. This, again, through WikiLeaks. Thank goodness for WikiLeaks, where we can see into the private dealings of your government officials. Once again, they understand that Syria is has been targeted for the Assad government to fall, another regime change, and Russia is stepping in and not going to let it happen. So I don't know if you know it, folks, but we are literally at war with Russia today because of actions in the United States. The United States is making false accusations that Russia is trying to influence the United States election. Hey, let me tell you, everybody and their brother was in the DNC server, was in the Hillary Clinton's private server, plural. There was more than one. She used multiple devices, plural, which she lied about. This woman lied and lied and lied. But the, you know, lying and having private servers is one thing, but managing world politics behind the backs of the visibility of Congress and everybody else, these people were autonomous. And wait a minute, who do you think she communicated with from her private servers? Other private servers of Obama, of all the other people in Washington had private servers. Running your government, this is the shadow government. They can't run and be in meetings all the time. They use electronics, emails, and texting just like you do. And it's all supposed to be done in government servers so they can keep track of it. So it has a record so that it's kept from prying eyes and so national security is sustained. But these people were running a shadow government outside the confines of the U.S. That's why they are so intent on getting Hillary Clinton elected. Because if she falls, if Trump gets elected, and he said he's taken her to court, and he better put a bulletproof glass shield around her because they're going to kill her. And why? Because you can't prosecute dead people, very simply. And so I'm sorry I'm talking about this on my science show, but this is pertinent. And this has to do with science. It has to do with encryption. It has to do with shadow governments. I talk about politics on Joyce Riley's show. I said, Joyce, I don't really want to talk about politics. She said, talk about it. Go for it. You know, let's get this out on the table. So here is the scenario. On this is in late September. This is still late September. A small, innocuous hurricane, not even a hurricane, a tropical storm, is running along the northern coast of South America on its way to Panama. Doomed. Tropical storm Matthew was doomed to die in Panama, the southern Panama, right at that nub where it connects into South America. It was due to die. For this, so I do this on my show. Of course, I've talked about this on John Moore's show. I've talked about this on Joyce Riley's show. I talked about this last week. Remember last week I covered Hurricane Matthew before it ever got to Florida. And at that point, it was coming up through the Caribbean in a... Okay, so let me go back to the beginning. This is in like the mid-20 days of September. This tropical storm is headed towards Panama. Nobody even knows about it or thinks about it. It takes a 130-degree right turn, heads back north, starts building up steam, and at that point, the National Weather Service goes, this is going to hit Florida. Excuse me, this hurricane, which just became a hurricane because they were manipulating it with laser satellites, it could have gone into Central America. It could have gone into Mexico. It could have gone east and out into the Atlantic. It could have gone over the Antilles Islands. It could have gone 100, 1,000 different paths. But they're announcing it's going to Florida. They're already prepping the people in Florida that there's going to be a Cat 4 or 5 hurricane coming into Florida and going all the way up the East Coast. Completely manipulated. It used to be that the National Weather Service was not coordinated with the manipulated storms. And that was the case like with Katrina. The National Weather Service kept predicting that Hurricane Katrina was going to go to one place and it kept going to another. And I knew people, not friends, people I happened to know and heard talking, because I happen to hang out sometimes at places where very rich people are. I'm not very rich. I just go to places that are nice. And I don't have a lot of money, but I dress up and I go and a lot of people know me. I go to the poorest places in the world too, where the people are living in grass shacks with dirt floors. You know, I go to a lot of places. So anyway, I'm in this place with a lot of rich people, and they're bragging about how they made futures money off of Hurricane Katrina. They were betting on oil futures when Hurricane Katrina was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, already knowing that it was going to hit New Orleans. New Orleans is the fifth largest seaport in the world. I don't know if you know that. Our little, you know, city of New Orleans down there, the fifth largest seaport in the world. And that's where 90% of the oil comes in from foreign ports into the United States. And then it's shipped off to Houston, where a lot of the refining is done through pipelines. And so anyway, they shut down New Orleans, and what did that do? Gee, do you think there was a price hike in oil? Do you think people made a lot of money because of Katrina? Do you think it affected world flow of oil for some time as they tried to clean up that port and the damage on over by Mobile, Alabama, and over west towards New Orleans? All of that shut down, and so the oil futures went bananas. People made a lot of money off of Katrina, not to mention the Clintons. By the way, folks, that's where the Clinton Foundation got its roots, because George Bush, remember, they they were joining forces. And the Clinton Foundation got its roots in Katrina. Remember, they had basketball stars. Yeah, the same guys that talk clean in locker rooms, claim they do anyway. You know, I'm getting so sick of people out there. They're missing the point of what's going on here. We are at war with Russia. We have the regime in Washington, both Republicans and Democrats, who are in power, or who are totally bought and paid for, driving this country into war with Russia because Russia has left the New World Order. So has China. China is they're taking Iran, and now Syria is about to fall. And Syria is what they need to attack Iran, the Washington group, I mean. So anyway, let me get back to Hurricane Matthew, because I got kind of diverted talking about Hurricane Katrina, which was a manipulated storm. So talking about Hurricane Matthew, how do they manipulate these? Please don't use the word HAARP. HAARP is a non-issue. It's an old technology. They still use it a little bit. It's used for broad-scale atmospheric conditioning. HAARP is a technology that's old. They have a couple other HAARP stations around the world, but they're really not used for anything significant. Storm manipulation is done through laser satellites, and it has been for a long time. Okay, so anyway, they're manipulating Hurricane Matthew. It comes up across Jamaica, destroying the capital city of Kingston, Jamaica. Then it swings east, hits the west tip of Haiti. And if you look at a map of the Caribbean, they're winding it through these islands to maintain maximum power, because if it hits any of these islands directly, it's going to lose power. And they want this baby revved up and maxed out by the time it hits Florida. So it comes east of Jamaica, swings west a little bit around the western end of tip of Haiti, totally destroys that poor country after the 2010 earthquake, which, by the way, Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation made a lot of money in. This, let me go back to Katrina. Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. were had basketball stars on TV asking for donations. Please give the money. Please send the money. And they had the Clinton Foundation there to receive the money. And so they got all this money for Katrina, and then they never gave a dime to Katrina. They ended up giving it to Tulane University, which made me super angry. And Bill Clinton then gives the graduation speech at Tulane University, because he gave all his money to Tulane. It never went to the poor people, the blacks. So you have these black basketball players soliciting money for the Clinton Foundation, and 95% of the money, 5% of it went to Tulane, which made me really angry. And then the president invites Bill Clinton in that spring to give the graduation speech, pays him a lot of money to do it. And Clinton's make off, and the Bushes make off with all this money. And then they start going to Africa. They start going to other countries. I called up the Christian Children's Fund, puts them, I used to have a donation where I had you have a kid and you give every month to the Christian Children Foundation. I did that for a long time back in the day. And I get their annual report, and it's got a picture of Bill Clinton and George Bush on the cover sitting around with a bunch of little African, you know, poster child kids. Like, here's Billy and George Bush Sr., like the great benefactors of the world. I called up the head of the Christian Children's Fund, and I said, look, these guys are, this is who they are. And I went through the laundry list of their crimes, the drug program, and this woman was aghast. She said they will never have anything to do with Christian Children's Fund again. And, you know, you got to call up and tell these people, because they don't know. They think that George Bush and Bill Clinton are swell people. No, they're criminal. And, you know, the Chelsea, the daughter, she's as criminal as the rest of them. She's thinking she's going to be president someday. Well, I want you to see their picture. The picture is very famous now. The picture of the look on Bill Clinton and Chelsea's face when they're sitting there watching their mother up there being told by Trump that he's going to put her in jail and that she should be in jail. And the look on their face. And then Bill Clinton has four of his rape victims sitting right next to him that Donald Trump brought in. This is getting to be a campaign or a political race that is down in the mud, and it's gotten away from the issues. Here's the issue. Do you want Donald Trump making peace with Russia where there is no war, getting rid of ISIS, which is the enemy of the United States, created by Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration, and the Bushes, remember. They had their roots in Al-Qaeda, which was a Bush administration creation. That was their terrorist organization, remember, that caused 9/11? The Bushes did that. They did that. The CIA, the Mossad, and the Saudis were all in on that. They all had their hand in the pudding on that deal. That was a totally internally created event. So, anyway, back to Hurricane Matthew. It swings up east over the east end of Cuba and then makes a button hook left, due line across the Bahamas straight to Florida, where it enters, guess what, drum roll, on October 3rd, the night of the debate. And it so everybody, do you think anybody in Florida was worried about the debate? They were in their cars trying to huff it up the freeway to get into the Carolinas, and the Carolina people were heading west. So once the Florida people got up into Georgia, they had to go west. And so you had the Florida, you had Georgia, you had the Carolinas, all moving not just north but west, because this hurricane tracked, like putting a magic marker. Hurricanes don't do this. It went right up the coastline when it hit that bend in Florida, and it started going past the Carolina Outer Banks. It heads back east. Like I say, just as if you drew a magic marker right up the coastline, and then they predicted it, that it would get up to Washington within the next days with 100-mile-an-hour winds, something that a hurricane just would not do. So when you're looking at manipulated storms, you look at, number one, the physical. What kind of very unusual activity was this doing? And by the way, now they have NOAA predictions coordinated with the manipulated side of the storm. so that when this storm Matthew started out its trek down at the north coast of South America, almost over by Panama, they already knew where it was going to go. So NOAA and its so-called prediction center, what a bunch of crook scientists working at that place. Dr. William Gray quit. He was the head of that organization, the National Hurricane Prediction Center. Him and his right-hand man got up and quit. And they said nothing they're doing is scientific. All of their computer programs and predictions and predictive software, he said, it doesn't have an ounce of validity. He got up on a podium and said that and quit and walked away. And guess what? The government-supported national, the NOAA, which is the National Weather Service, and the National Hurricane Prediction Center in Boulder, Colorado, continued with all of their phony science, and that's what you're getting today in the standard news media. But see, back then, back in the day, Katrina, they had not coordinated NOAA in the National Hurricane Prediction Center with the military-operated manipulation of storms. Now they're coordinated. So NOAA made this prediction of this of this path of this hurricane, impossible prediction. Has no, the other thing that the Hurricane Prediction Center uses to predict the path of hurricanes is the paths of past, of previous hurricanes from previous years, and weather conditions and high altitude winds and, you know, all kinds of high pressure cells that are in the way or low pressure cells. All of this they use to predict the path of hurricanes. There is no precedent at all. I repeat, there is no precedent at all for saying that this hurricane would go where it was going to go. I mean, there's absolutely no precedent. So to extrapolate this hurricane making a 130-degree turn on the coast of South America and saying it's going to Florida, there's simply no precedent. So these are the things you look for, that I look for, when I'm trying to determine manipulated storms. So you look at the physical part. The actual physical part is that the eye of the hurricane is not circular. It can vary a little bit because it's swirling around, and it's pretty much a fluid flow. This is a fluid flow. It's moving at 100 to 150 miles an hour up in the clouds. At the surface, it might be 80 to 100 miles an hour. Up higher where you see it, it's swirling at maybe 150 miles an hour. And so it's not going to take sharp right turns and sharp left turns unless you have a laser satellite trained on it. And then it's going to look oblong, and it's going to have this extension, which is very abnormal. Now, they've gotten on the satellite feeds that go to the Weather Service, they've taken these out, they've photoshopped them out. But you can still find other satellite pictures of the hurricanes that show the distortion in the eye. So that's the physical evidence. Once, and I still have this posted on my webpage, I detected hurricane experimentation. They were doing this off the west coast of California. They were taking low pressure cells, which had formed cyclonic storms, not hurricanes necessarily, but cyclonic storms, and they were playing with them with the laser satellites, and I knew that they were doing this, so I went and I was able to get up in an airplane and look and detect, and actually detect, the physical laser beam pulsing, the ionization in the atmosphere, as it would make a narrow beam down into the eye of this storm. And they were practicing manipulating storms out in the Pacific with these laser systems, which were launched around the year 2000. Now, how do I know about all of this? In the mid-1990s, I worked with a group of Russian scientists at the University of Novosibirsk in Russia. And what we did, in amongst many other things, the main work we were doing was atmospheric electricity studies. But the technique for managing hurricanes and manipulating them, actually there were a couple of techniques. One was with a laser satellite, and that was used to drag the hurricane away from population centers, drag it offshore, and cause it to dump its water load out at sea. In other words, it was meant for peaceful purposes to take away the damaging effects of hurricanes. The other method that I developed myself, but it was part of the group effort, was that when a hurricane, for example, like Jamaica, okay, the hurricane is heading towards Jamaica, you take buoys. Buoys are big floats out in the ocean. And you take a metal anchor, which would be just a chain anchor, and then an anchor down at the bottom. And then coming off the top of the buoy would be like a copper, fine copper wire that would be tethered to a series of weather balloons, large weather balloons. And so here's the setup. You would come along with a literally like a C-110 that they use for paratroopers or that type of thing, and you drop these buoys out the back end of the plane and make a big line of them, actually a big grid. And they would float in the water. The anchors would go down to the seafloor, and the metal, the copper wires would go up to a series of balloons that are up in the air. So you'd have a short circuit from high up in the atmosphere down through the chain, the anchor chain, all the way down to the ocean floor. And this would simulate landfall for the hurricane. And what does a hurricane do? It loses energy at landfall. Why does it lose energy? Because it is shorting out electrically. And that's why you get a lot of tornadoes on the front end of a hurricane when it makes landfall, because all these short circuits are occurring, and those are creating tornadoes. Okay, so we knew this. We understood the science. So now you could do a modification, put that grounding mechanism farther out in the ocean. The hurricane would lose energy. When it loses energy, it starts dumping its water. So you would drain its energy and dump its water offshore before it got to land. We could have stalled this hurricane off of Jamaica, and it would have not been that devastating an event for Jamaica. It would have spared Haiti. It would have spared eastern Cuba, the Bahamas, and Florida. But now the United States military got a hold of this and started creating as a weapon. We knew that they were building laser satellites around the late 1990s, and they started launching them in the early 2000s. They said they were communication satellites, but we knew that these were the big laser satellites that they intended to use for weather warfare. The head of the CIA said this was part of their total weather, their total spectral control program. Spectral dominance, they called it. In other words, controlling all aspects of warfare. And so they took this. The Russian scientists that I worked with went to the United Nations, and they said, these have to be banned weapons like nerve gas or anything else, because they're not meant to be used for military targets. They're meant to be used against general population. And so they should be outlawed. Also, they were a space-based weapon, which was again outlawed. The United States is using these to manipulate weather, and in this case, to devastate for political purposes, to devastate the election, the people in these key election areas. And if you look at it, if you wanted to destroy an area, that is the area you would do it. Now, in the last few days, mind you, announcements have come out. They say this is all over the disinformation web media, and there are a lot of them, like What Does It Mean, or Before It's News. These websites are pure CIA-controlled disinformation, and they're posting that allegedly some scientist is claiming there's a big solar storm that's going to come and hit Earth, and it's going to knock out the electric systems. Now, I've talked about this many times on my show, that they're going to have a false flag solar flare to give them an excuse to take out the solar grid, the not the solar grid, the grid system, the electrical grid system, in the developed countries. And now would be, guess what, a perfect time to do it right before the elections. They want to throw everything in the kitchen sink in. Why is this? And I'll just tell you very simply. The real polls, which you see at when political rallies are held, that's the real poll. Trump, still, after all of the devastating bad news that he has had over past weeks, starting planted bad news, etc., now they're trying, Alex Jones predicted, he said they're going to bring out women claiming he groped them or raped them and all kinds of things. Trump has got his attorneys managing this. And the reason, I'll be honest with you, the reason I'm for Trump is because he's destroying the elites in Washington. So, you know, drop the goody-two-shoes baloney out there. Let me tell you, if everybody listening had a microphone at some point in their past, in the past 12 years, at your worst point, when you were going ballistic bananas and screaming or whatever, would you, if you were a political candidate, would you want that recorded and put out in public? Just ask yourself that. And if you're so holier than thou that you have not, then you're in a very unique club, let me tell you that. And the other thing is that this is not the real question. If you want to put up people side by side, then do it on both sides. But that's not what this election is about. This election is about the future of the United States and the world, because the path towards war with Russia is very clear. If Hillary Clinton wins, you're going to have nuclear war with Russia, okay? Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think you're going to be worried about what Donald Trump said 12 years ago? When that's going on, when you got nuclear bombs lighting up your backyard, now, what do you want? Take your pick. You know, something Trump said 12 years ago or nuclear bombs in your backyard. Take your pick, you know. Or do you want, if you want to talk what people did, let's talk about Hillary having women and children shot by sniper fire as they come out the back of a burning building because she wants to destroy the evidence in her husband's drug trafficking. Okay? Compare apples to apples here, folks. There's no comparison at all. I want to tell you a little story, and I know I don't have a big audience. I hope it's growing. When I was in college, everybody went to the prom. You know, you go to the prom, ask your best girlfriend. It's in the springtime. You know, the snow is breaking. Everybody's happy. And you go to prom. One of the guys took a recorder. And this is long before, this was not a video camera. It was just an old-fashioned, like, little one of those tape recorders. And put it in the girls' bathroom. Okay? So here's all the girls. They're all dressed up in their beautiful gowns, and everybody's, you know, and they're always so proper and everything like this. And so this guy puts a tape recorder in the girls' bathroom. So now, after the night's over, he goes and pulls the tape recorder out and opens it up, and all the guys are sitting around listening to their sweet, pretty little girlfriends in the bathroom talking. I couldn't believe it. What came out of these girls' mouth? I went to a Catholic school. These girls were all, you know, pristine Catholic girls. They would have put Donald Trump to shame. Donald Trump would blush with shame listening to what came out of the mouths of these pretty little Catholic girls in the bathroom. And when they'd come out, they were all nice and smiley and talking, and they would never say a bad word in public. Okay? So don't tell me that everybody out there is holier than freaking thou. Okay? Don't tell me that, because it's all, well, baloney. I'll be nice. Yeah. So let's cut the crap. This election is about your future. Let's talk about real polls. Donald Trump is still filling stadiums. He doesn't go to old folks' homes with a room that can hold 100 people. He's filling stadiums with 20,000 people, like basketball stadiums, etc., with 5,000 people standing outside that can't get in. Hillary Clinton has canceled all of her public appearances because nobody goes. This is the Bernie Sanders effect. And they're saying she's ahead in the polls. I mean, they didn't call me. Did they call you? They call, you know, the CNN poll or the Candy Nugget News poll or whatever. This is another scientific issue. I taught statistics, and so I know about sampling. It's a technique that was developed in World War II to take small groups of people that are representative samples and see what their interests are. And what they're doing now is completely crooked. The so-called polls are totally so skewed. If there were a real election with real votes counted and no cheating and no vote manipulation, the vote would be such an obscenely landslide vote for Trump that it would make your head spin. But they're saying that Hillary Clinton is ahead by double-digit points in the polls. Here's the other thing. Remember that you, as the public, do not elect the president. It's the Electoral College. And what they do is they take, it's just like the primaries, they take people who are representatives, and they are in the Electoral College. And in total, what, there's 500 votes or something total in the Electoral College? That is who elects the president. So all of your votes supposedly are reflected in the Electoral College, but believe me, they're not. This election has to go down in record as the most manipulated, fixed election. They're already saying, they're already accounting for the Electoral College, giving, the last count I saw was 217 to Hillary Clinton, 190 to Trump. And so they're just edging him out, if you can see what's going on. This country is going to explode when they realize that they have been had and they have another crook in the White House. Let's look at the pattern of presidents since Reagan. Reagan was sidelined when he got shot in the side by George Bush Sr.'s neighbor's kid, Hinckley. Yeah, he was George Bush Sr.'s neighbor's kid. Hinckley was the guy that shot Reagan in the side. Okay. So Reagan then sidelined. So who's the president through the Reagan era? George Bush Sr. Then George Bush Sr. becomes president for one term, and he hands off the baton to his good buddy Billy Clinton for 8 years. Okay, then we have George Bush Jr. for 8 years. Then we get Obama, which is a little bit of an aberration because they wanted Hillary Clinton, and now you're getting Hillary Clinton. Do you see what's going on? It's just handing the baton back and forth between the same people, the Clintons and the Bush crime family. This is what's going on. Now, they're in there. They got the CIA fixing the election. They have all of the dirty pool that's going on behind the scenes. And the media, the news media, is totally 100% controlled, 100% controlled, 110% controlled. And so what is this? We're talking about statistics. This is a mathematical topic. And when you do mathematics, it is supposed to be unbiased. So they're distorting statistics. They're manipulating governmental policies. Believe me, you're going to have a war with Russia going on before this election. And what they're going to say is Trump is soft on Russia. Well, they have cooked up this war because Obama, and remember, Obama is not the leader of anything. He and the Clintons and the Bushes are middle management in the European banker scheme. But they see Trump as Brexit for the United States. The American public wants their country back. I think Trump should change his election statement from Make America Great is to we want our country back. And I don't agree with everything that Trump does, but he is a thorn in the side of the European banking elite and all of their minions that run the United States. You know, if you took a look at the people in the both Republican and Democratic Party, most of these people are pedophiles. Most of these people have a record of all kinds of, you know, just completely distorted, deviant behavior. You know, they go, anyway, you know, when you start looking into this. You know, if you want to compare apples to apples, you know, there's no comparison between these people, but they stand around holier than thou with their nice suit on or their pants suit with their little smiles, and they're just so wonderful. And believe me, I don't think the American public buys this at all. The real polls are in the fact that thousands and tens of thousands of people show up anytime Trump walks down the street, and nobody shows up when Hillary Clinton does. Chelsea Clinton went to Iowa. 125 people showed up. That's the last public appearance for Chelsea. In a town of 80,000 people, 125 people showed up. That's nothing. So distorting statistics. This show is about what's going on in the world today. This country right now is literally on the brink of nuclear war with Russia. Because once they start tossing nukes around, the gloves are going to come off. Do you know that Russia had 40 million people in a civil defense exercise this past week preparing for a United States attack? Anyway, okay, I've got about 9 minutes left and 8 minutes in this show. I'm going to talk about the Obama this week. God, does this guy make me sick? Says that he wants to be the president that initiates the move to go to Mars. Every president has tried to be the John Kennedy of the next space mission. Remember, George Bush Jr. wanted us to go back to the moon, and Obama killed that program because it was just a big boondoggle. It was just a big money hog, and there was nothing going on, and the actual scientists got in there. Obama got some scientists in and said, is this program worth anything? And they said, NASA can't go to the moon. In a sense, they said NASA never did go to the moon. And so how are they going to go there again? They literally said, this was during the initial phase of George Bush Jr.'s term as president, first term, he started this program. It ran for 8 years in NASA. It was just a huge money hog. And then when Obama came in, he had scientists look at it, and they said, no, NASA's never going to the moon. They can't go to the moon. So now Obama, in his last weeks as prez, is saying, I want to be the president that starts the race to Mars. We're going to be there in 20 years, like he's John Kennedy or something. Oh, my goodness. Oh, these people just make me puke. But the reality is that nobody's going to go to Mars. Nobody went to the moon. Nobody's going to go back to the moon. And the only reason they're picking Mars is because it's farther away, it's going to take longer to do, and now they can just get the money and not do anything. That's the ticket. So there's no use in spending any more time on this show talking about that. That's the boondoggle. So now Obama's in the game. Last week it was Boeing. The week before it was Elon Musk. You know, and Jeff Bezos, all these Bezos and Musks, and, you know, I like Musk. He's doing some real work with his cars and batteries and stuff, like his manufacturing. There's a guy that's doing something. But excuse me, his space program is a reproduction of Flash Gordon, 1930s old technology. Rockets are not the way to go to any place. Everybody's going to Mars. Are you going? You packing your bags yet? You know, if anybody talks to you about how great it is that these people are going to Mars, tell them, hey, start packing your bags. Go stand in line down at Cape Kennedy and stop telling me about it. Go pack your bags and go stand in line, buddy. Okay, last few minutes, diversion to other topics. Bob Dylan announced won the Nobel Prize for Literature. That's very interesting. Here is a strange one. The Nobel Peace Prize for a guy named Juan Manuel Santos, current president of Colombia. And the reality is that the 50-year-old war that has waged in Colombia, the civil war, was because of the government of Colombia. And the drug trafficking was done by the CIA in conjunction with the government of Colombia. And it still is. And the Peace Prize itself was initiated by Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez with a letter to the Colombian president saying, get your act together and stop all of this warfare. And that Peace Corps failed. It failed a popular vote by a landslide because Santos made it a political issue, tried to politicize it and turn it into forming a taxation against the people, taking away people's lands and other things. And it ended up not being a peace accord, and it got voted down by the public. Can you imagine a country war-torn for 50 years and votes down a peace agreement because it's been politicized by the very bozo that they give the Nobel Prize to? You know, I just can't stand it. Many years ago, the Nobel Prize became politicized horribly, especially in physics. Okay, so let me end this show. I want to talk about my red letter sale on filters is still going on. We have been really hit heavily with the Imperial filters, and we're getting caught up. This has been a very difficult month of September into October, and we're getting caught up on the Imperial filters. But they're on sale. The if you buy $300 worth of any products on the sales page, you get 6 months free of my paid cast. Remember, I have the tanks there, and with United States heading towards World War III, I would suggest that you get a big water tank. I have those for sale on my webpage right now. And this week's paid cast, by the way, if you haven't joined the paid cast, go join. It's $3.95 a month. And this week's paid cast is Tesla's, I'm getting into the Tesla large weapons. And so last week was dealing with the physics of Tesla. And so in the series Tesla's Mind, this week I'm dealing with some of the large weapons. And next week I'll be dealing with more of the large military defensive weapons. Some of them are offensive of Tesla. And so go to my webpage, jmccsci.com, and join the paid cast. It's only $3.95 a month. You get an extra hour of deep dive lecture into science topics. And then at the end of the month will be a lecture on radiation and you, space radiation, what NASA is not telling you. That'll be the October 27th issue of my paid cast. This is Jim McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.